Retail. Pontip Plaza aims to ban pirated goods. Shops in Pontip Plaza that sell illegal software and pirated music and movie, VCDs and DVDs, will see their 30-year leases expire in September, says the operator, changing the image of the 20-year-old Bangkok Mall. The developer is also investing 300 million baht to renovate the plaza as a digital lifestyle center focusing on mobile devices. It aims to be an IT gateway for the Mekong subregion within 5 years. Yongyu Chaichana, managing director of Patana Arcade, which operates Pontip Plaza, said the renovation began in the fourth quarter of last year and is expected to be finished by the end of next year. After the completion, the plaza will adjust the space given to each product category to serve changing customer behavior. This year, it will double the number of smartphone and tablet shops to 20% of total saleable space, while space for notebooks will drop from 40% to 30%, with desktops dipping to 30% from 35%, and gadgets and accessories remaining at 15%. Computer and IT products are expanding their sales channels to retail superstores. So specialized computer centers need to reposition themselves in the market, said Mr. Yongyu. In its site, www.pontipplaza.com will act as a virtual mall for IT products. Over the next 2 years, we will change our website to fully engage in e-commerce, he said. After the renovation, the center expects to increase its competitiveness when the ASEAN Economic Community, or AEC, takes effect in 2016, attracting more tourists. Mr. Yongyu acknowledged Thai customers have dipped by 10% since last year due to declining notebook sales. The company is hoping marketing activities will help its retail shops with its Pontip Big 4 Days campaign running from March 28th to 31st. The company also plans to invest in IT centers in Myanmar and Laos to capture growth in these emerging markets. This year, it expects to earn 500 million baht in rental income from Pontip Plaza, with its rents rising 6%. After the renovation, rents will increase up to 15%.